Let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. And last week, because I was following her on Instagram, Facebook, and X, she was in Colombia. Hi, Onanta. Where are you right now?
So today I'm in Cartagena. I'm actually have spent a week in Colombia. It started off after we left Quito in Ecuador. We headed to Bogota. The first thing you're going to notice is absolutely the beautiful street art. The murals that are on every wall. It's actually quite legal here to have graffiti street art. And kind of a fun story behind it was, well, not really fun. It was a little tragic. One of our Canadian superstars, Justin Bieber, was doing a concert here, and on his way back to the airport, he made them stop in this tunnel, and he did his own form of graffiti, and it was like a stylized Canadian flag. And they shut down the traffic in the area and to do it. And then the next day, a Colombian street art, a youth, 16 years old, was doing street art. But the police thought he was doing nefarious things, and unfortunately, the young artist was shot and killed. So,
oh my God.
They changed the rules to say that they should have free speech in their art, and now in Bogota, the artistry is absolutely amazing. The messages that are shared, the life of people in Bogota is expressed so very beautifully. So that's what you're going to see first off, and will make an impression of. We also visit the Botero Museum, and this is in a really gorgeous colonial mansion, and you're going to find the collection of works by this Colombian artist, Fernando Botero, and this is where he over expresses the shape and the form of people, so they're quite luscious, I guess, for the lack of a better word. He's quite a satirist in some respects as well with his art. And it is something that you can enjoy if you haven't been to Bogota. They're quite proud of him because he's a Colombian artist that is quite renowned worldwide. We also went to see the Gold Museum, which has the largest collection of pre-Hispanic gold artifacts in the world. And it was amazing how they create these body armors, and the jewelry is just incredible. How the gold is depicted in the different animals, like jaguar, and birds, and different kind of fish. Very interesting. We had this gorgeous lunch on top of this place. It's called Montserrat Hill. It's located in the hills east of the city, and then you go up it by funicular railway or cable car, and you can see the beautiful views of Bogota at the very peak. We were lucky. It was raining a bit, but you were able to see the skyline of the city. Just gorgeous. And then from Bogota, we went to the coffee region, and we flew into an airport called Armenia. Do you like coffee?
I love coffee.
You would be in heaven here. Like, seriously, we went to a place called San Alberto. It makes the best coffee in Colombia. And here you go to their farm. You go explore, or they take you through the coffee fields, and they show you how it goes from the bean to the actual cultivation and the making of coffee. And they show you how they create two types of coffee, and you get to taste it, and you really feel like, you roll it in your mouth before you drink it, and before all, because a lot of people put sugar or milk, or so it's quite natural in its flavor. And then just the apparatus that they use to create these coffees, there's a little video on one of my Facebook pages or posts that you can see how they do create it. So if you like coffee, I recommend that you do experience it We stayed at this great little place called Hacienda Bambusa. We also went for a hike in the Valley do Cocora. And this is, it's like, if you look at the pictures on my Facebook post, it makes you think that you're in Hawaii. These huge, tall palm trees and the rolling valley. And then you get to walk around a little town called Salento, which is famous for the way they paint their doors. Everybody has a different color, but the style is the same. And walking around the town is really neat. You can actually enjoy the fruit that they offer. Fresh fruit is prevalent everywhere. And I love mangoes, but they've created this concoction with green mango, and they put salt and lime in it, and they just gobble it up. It's so tart and eye-popping. I like the sweet mango, but you have to try it, right? You're at the destination. So from here, we went to Medellin. And so the first thing I learned about Medellin was how to say it properly. I always said Medellin, but it's Medellin. And this is where, if you remember, like 20 plus years ago, how dangerous it was here because of the Pablo Escobar era, where he just terrorized this beautiful country. But today, it's you know, you obviously you're in a different country, so you have to watch your valuables and know where you are. But it's quite a beautiful city to explore, to learn about the different places within the city. We were able to, walk around places that were considered back in the day no-go areas, and now it's huge for, it's really growing in tourism and gastronomy and the arts. We had lunch in this botanical gardens. It's an area, it's like a refuge right in the middle of the city. We took the metro to go to the city center. We were quite safe. They are very protective of their metro, so if anybody wants to destroy it, they have or do graffiti or anything, they say, oh, go somewhere else and do that. They really are enjoying their metro, and it's really easy to get around with regards to the city. The first kind of touch of Medellin was we went to a flower experience at Santa Elena. And this is where you get told about the flower festival, and you get shown all this. If gardeners will rejoice. It's such a beautiful place to see all the different types of flowers and fauna that they grow. We stayed in this hotel called El Celio, and it's very famous for this person. He's the first chef to lead Colombian cuisine throughout North America. Like, he's in Washington, where it's a Michelin star. And so the food offerings there are quite unique and quite flavorful. So good place to stay while you're there. Again, we were safe within our area, but again, just keep very mindful of where you are. And they'll say, like, one street is very safe, but maybe the next couple of streets you have to be careful. So always listen to your tour guide along the way. And I would recommend that you, if you're going to do it by yourself, be very aware. And then, exploring Medellin, we went to this park called Parque Santonio. Has great sculptures, again, by a local artist called Fernando Batera, which we went to see in Bogota. And then we just enjoyed the city. It's quite a lovely city. There's a lot of public renovation projects as well as art murals. We went to this place called Project or Comuna 13. It's San Javier. So how we explored it is that we took the cable car. It takes 20 minutes to go all the way up, and it's reclaimed land that people took when it was really unsafe in Medellin with the violence that happened, not that long ago, and they built it up. So you can see places that kind of been built one floor for one family, and then another family, like, it goes out, And they have schools there as well as it's quite the community, shopping, grocery stores and such. But it was a great way to see how it all got laid out by this cable car ride. We were taken by a local company that basically they are into the hip hop movement. So we saw rappers, like they'll see tourists and they'll start rapping about them. You find these little hidden gems of galleries where you can buy local artifacts that help the community. The money goes back into it. So it was quite stunning. And then from Medellin, we came to Cartagena, our first taste, literally, of Cartagena. We went on a street food tour. So we got to taste different foods like fried plantain with cheese. Coconut is really prevalent here. So we had that in dessert. The bread is super yummy, soft and warm with sugar on top. So it was really neat. And you get to learn about the food and how it reflects into the different cultural history and the traditions of this beautiful city. So we're staying within the wall city, mm-hmm. and the hotel is called St. Augustine. It's just a really nice small hotel. And within the wall city, it's easy to walk around and feel safe. Again, I always stress, be very careful of your or surroundings, because it's busy. And this weekend is a national holiday, so there's lots of music and dancing, lots of people. The area is really beautiful with, like, the architecture you're really quite going to enjoy. Like, it's got a colonial era within it. We were able to go inside some of the, like, it has a facade of these beautiful doors, and then you go in and you see courtyards of beautiful houses and different restaurants and hotels. So it's quite a beautiful city. We were able to go to the fort that was here, and it was built in like the 16th and 17th centuries, and this was to ford off pirate attacks. So it's really quite nice. One thing you're going to note when you're here, it's so humid, like hot humid. Oh my gosh, you just steam and drip all at the same time. It's amazing. But it's really nice. And then we went to Bolivar Park and we, you know, saw the different, there's four different fountains and a statue of Simon Bolivar. So lots to see and do, but it's a good amount of time. Like we're pretty well between 2 and 3 days or nights between all the three cities. And that's a good flavor. And it's a really, you know, all the hosts that we have as far as tour guides are so grateful to have visitors come and tourism come, because it's getting more and more established. We were, as I say, I booked this through Abercrombie and Kent. They take care of you along the way. They're very flexible in their itinerary if you want to change. So again, yeah, it's good to come here. It's almost like a developing country, because people, it's funny, Randy, you know, one of our tour guides said, people watch Narcos on Netflix and they want to visit all the different places that are shown there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. All the things you say about it. I've been to Cartagena, but it was like 20 years ago, and I've interviewed tourism people from Colombia, and they've done an amazing job of turning things around from that image of the drug lords and the violence and all that stuff. And now I, listening to you, it's just like, yeah, I want to go back now. Because it sounds so amazing. They've done such a tremendous job, and it's a really hard job, I think, to get rid of that stigma.
Absolutely, yes, it is, and you know, you hear it in their voice when they say, you know, different things may have happened that kind of define their life at that time and such. So yeah, it's something, you know, we are lucky to have traveled in the world. But if you're seeking something new and different, you know, this is a great destination to consider. I would definitely bundle it with another country like we did with Ecuador, but there's other, you know, countries nearby that you can go to as well within South America to make it a very beautiful experience. So today, you know, we're kind of wrapping up our time in Colombia. We're going to go to the Rosario Islands. We're going there by boat. And then we're going to go through the Bay of Cartagena. And then we're going into the Caribbean Sea. And this is where it's like a small group of coral islands. It's about 35 kilometers from Cartagena. And we're going to, you know, be able to see a more relaxed area of this beautiful country or city where you know, we're going to check in the beaches and just in, you know, hopefully see some marine life and just escape the hustle and the bustle of the city and just enjoy the natural beauty that is out there. A wonderful opportunity to see the country and and to explore it more in detail.
Well, I would think, and I was going to ask you, and you already answered it, you're obviously on a tour of this. I would think that would be the best way to go if you've never been to Colombia, because you do get to see all the highlights, so you probably never would. But I'm curious to know, I would think that, because we have discussed before how Mexico, for example, if you're going to compare the two countries, is getting more and more expensive. And I would think this would be a different choice if you're looking for something that's a little less expensive. Is that true?
It is true, yes. So in Colombia, they do take U.S. dollars, but also they prefer Colombian pesos, which we've been using. And it is actually, we're not finding it overly expensive at all. In fact, it's quite reasonable, a little less than home, definitely less than being in Mexico. They take credit cards. Obviously, if you're on the street and there's street peddlers, they would prefer cash and such. But yeah, and I, you know, be careful for the amount of cash that you carry on the body. But yeah, I would say that for value for dollar and value for your budget, I think you'll go further in these two countries that I visited, Ecuador and Colombia. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Good point.
All sounds amazing. I wish I was there. But it's not over. It's not over yet. You got another stop yet before you come home.
Yeah. So we leave tomorrow from Cartagena and we're going to go to Panama. So we're going to spend a week at one of Elite Island Resorts. It's called Las Establos Resort. So it's like on a coffee plantation. So we're looking forward to all the activities that we can do there and or not to do, because you also can just go and relax, which is high on everybody's holiday list, I hope. And yeah, so on to our next adventure.
Well, it's all, again, I've been following all your adventures, and people can do that on your Facebook page and Instagram. The images are amazing. So I look forward again to next week talking about Panama.
Awesome. You take care, Randy. Have a good week.